Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What up, Challenge fans? Welcome to the Challenge After Show right here at AfterBuzz TV. We got the full crew in the house. We got Benny the Brave, David the Destroyer, Princess Pam, and of course, Queen Jenna. I am Danny the Dangerous. I don't know what I could be.
Dominator.
You're Disney. You're Disney Dan.
Yeah. Well, I was trying to think of a cool night name like medieval times, but it didn't really work. How are you guys all doing?
Good, man. Good.
Lovely.
Oh,
talking about the challenge.
Jenna's over in Britain with her voice.
She's gone British, yes. She's turned into our friends from over the pond.
Our friends.
Anyways, guys, I want to get right into it. And it's hard for me not to start with this topic, Rogan and Jay. For this entire episode, Rogan is so obsessed with wanting to go against Jay, and people are saying, oh, it's because he sent his best friend CT home, and other people are saying it's because he kissed his girl D, which I don't believe that one second. I think it's because Jay is literally a third the size of Rogan. Rogan's never been to an elimination before, and he's really worried about messing it up. He also, remember, he went home in his first season before he even made it into the house with that running thing. So that's my thoughts. Please, guys, let's expand on the conversation.
I agree with you real quick. When they, even though Rogan said he wanted to go in real hard, and even though it was against Jay, he was literally shaking when the tribunal said his name at the final thing. I saw him shaking. Like, he is nervous to go against Jay, even though this is a physical thing where he should dominate. So I agree with you 1,000,000%. Rogan just wants to pretend that he wants to go in because everyone knows he's an elimination wuss. So he's pretending he wants to go in, but of course he wants to go in against Jay because even though Jay has proved himself twice, especially in this kind of elimination, he thinks he's got a good shot.
I think it's a combination of both. I do believe that. I think it's a combination of both. I think that he does want to go against someone that he does believe is weaker than him. But at the same time, I do think that there is some animosity there between the two because of the whole Jay and D hookup. So I think it weighs both on him.
I think that's a little bit of a stretch for Rogan. I also think everything in this episode kind of comes up Jay. This entire episode, everything Rogan is saying against Jay actually makes Jay look cooler. Like, he hooked up with my girl and he eliminated one of the best competitors ever in this game. So now it's personal. Now I want to go against him. I'm like, that just makes Jay looks cooler across the board. And
you know what I mean? That kind of thing. And yeah, he did. I mean, Jay did kiss his girl. He did send his butt.
But that's kind of frustrating too, because, and this sounds hypocritical to what I said against D and D not entering herself into that elimination, because if you can control and manipulate the situation, you will in this game. But it does seem a little bit unfair in a way that, like, you can never customize an elimination on the challenge. But Rogan is being able to manipulate the situation and campaign for himself to go in against Jay for one reason only, if it's physical, because he knows he's outmatched. So just, I feel bad entirely for Jay this entire episode, because this is not happening to any other rookie on the girl side or the guy side. It's only Jay every episode. Rogan never had to go in his first season on the challenge. Kyle never had to go in his first season on the challenge. All these rookie girls are getting three passes across the board, and it's like, sure, welcome to the challenge. Dude has gone in twice already. He's been more than welcomed. And it's
what I'm saying is, it's technically Rogan's third season, and he's never seen an elimination. Jay's been on four episodes, and he's seen two. So
right.
not to mention, yeah. But he also said Helm CT out of his second elimination, which is huge, you know. But it was funny, fast forwarding a little bit, I'm going a little ahead, but when they were doing the deliberation and, you know, Kyle was like, oh, we've all been there. But I was thinking, well, except Rogan.
Except you.
Rogan hasn't
and
been
there. And you. Like, later on.
Right,
your first season, you pretty much just slid under the radar. So everybody's going against Jay because they think he's weaker because Swaggy's not going in, Fessy's not going in. They're all rookies too. So stop using, you know, rookie, and it's just easy for everybody to jump on the Jay bandwagon.
Yeah.
Well, and the thing is, the reason why it's still, they really don't have, well, they have, obviously they have a choice, but Swaggy, this is his third time being in the tribunal. Mm-hmm. So Jay is the only dude who's a rookie. So it makes Fessy. Their choice that
Fessy.
Much
easier. But they're scared of him.
But then, yeah, they're not going to go against Fessy. That guy is huge.
But so who's to say only... that Fessy would have beat CT or Aesop that first episode?
Right.
We really don't know. So
no.
Right. Depends really on what the elimination
the thing.
Is.
That's what Anissa said. They're playing a scared game. And
such
they're,
a scared
they're terrified.
Game. It's lame. I feel terrible for Jay. I thought he would have scared them off. On the upside for Jay, this is how challenge legends are made. So I hope that he is alive and well after where we left off.
Yeah.
Well, we saw him. He's alive.
Well, I hope he's mobile.
He's shaking on the ground a little bit.
Right. I hope he's mobile, and we still don't know if, because he's got two red skulls, if he loses, if he's still in the game. And I'm really pulling for Jay. So I hope I'm
I know. Well, Jay makes an excellent point. During that nomination, Jay was like, guys, I already have two red skulls. Do you guys want to get in on this? Because they're going to run out soon. Not everyone gets it's like that chair game, that musical chairs. You don't all get a damn chair at the end of the damn game. It's one left.
Right. Good point on Jay. Like, is there, like if Jay takes them every week, will other people be able to get any? Yeah.
That's so why ridiculous. He really truly is piling on to the whole scared game thing. It's like you guys are running around in circles. You're chasing your own tails. You have to go in at one point.
Right. And I feel like Jordan kind of wants to. There's some people that are talking that play a scared game. Like even Bananas and West don't seem to want to go in. Some people are like, it's my time. It's my time. I got to go in.
But the thing is, they're gonna have to go in eventually. So just go in, like rip the band-aid off and get it over with.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I'm surprised Josh or Swaggy P or whatever his name is. I'm surprised they didn't try to go in because that's the basketball player. My bad.
I always want to say Swaggy P too.
I did the same.
But like, why didn't they just go in? I don't care if it's your best friend. Like, get it over with. This is that was a good opportunity for Swaggy P.
No, I understand him not wanting to go against his one ally. No.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, that's a fair. I don't see him wanting to go in there. We'll see what happens
when Swaggy C has to go in against Fessy in 2 weeks, and he's like, "Oh crap, maybe I should have gone in against my best friend." So,
well, just saying. I mean, again, sure.
You know, it's insane. All the guys are huge.
Yeah,
I'm just loving
physical. Jay is cut in half right now. Jay has. If his arm's not broken, I don't know if he's going to finish that thing, but we'll get into that later.
Jay has pulled out some surprising moves.
I'm ruined.
So
I'm rooting for Jay.
Hey,
the
guys from Survivor. Survivor contestants are
It's in the
tough.
Name, Benny. It's right in the name.
Exactly. He's a Survivor.
We're going to get into the elimination more later, right?
Let's move on. You got Pam, you brought up Jordan and Wes. Well, they have a whole thing called Turfgate tonight. And there's an argument over the turf. From what we see, Jordan does start the confrontation, even though later he says that Wes started the confrontation.
Wes yelled, Wes started it from what we see.
No, Jordan yelled into frame, "Don't mess up my turf."
Yeah.
Right, Jordan wasn't confrontational. I don't feel like that was a big... And then yelling back, "You're an asshole," to that is different than "Don't mess up my turf."
My thought was they weren't really messing up the turf. They bunched it up. They'll just unpull it after.
I didn't think Jordan meant it that aggressively. I think he is.
Jordan means everything aggressively.
I think he was serious. He didn't want them to mess up the turf. But Wes took it to "you're an asshole." And Wes has since tweeted after this episode that what we missed between the Jordan saying "don't mess it up" and "you're an asshole" is that Jordan allegedly threw a glass of orange juice in his face, and he was cleaning
it
up.
Well, there was liquid on the table. If you guys saw, they don't show how the liquid gets
there.
They
didn't show it, but apparently, he threw it at him. So that's why Wes was like, "Don't treat me. You can't treat me like a child and throw things at me."
Why would it?
Which makes it make
that's
more
great,
sense.
That's great footage. Why would it show that footage?
Yeah,
I want that footage.
And it makes Wes look like he makes a lot more sense, because I thought like Wes was taking it. Jordan was being an asshole, but Wes was, it's like, just go away. Don't engage in this. He's putting a sausage in your face. Just, you know, don't sit and try to have a serious conversation.
Where did he get that? Where did he get that sausage?
Where did that come from, dude?
Where does it come from? The deli?
Jordan's had it all along.
I mean, at that point, he couldn't even take it serious.
No.
I would have just started laughing at that point. Like, dude, get out of here, man. Like,
yeah.
That's and, just really...
And not uptight, I mean, Wes would laugh at that. Like, Wes is having weird uptight moments this season where he's getting scared and reacting.
Well, it's like because that. Wes is trying to play possum, and that's a position that he's not used to playing.
No.
And so he keeps on finding himself in situations where he's trying to not be all out there, but then he ends up being out there.
His possum is alive.
Can't help himself. Just, Wes is a possum with peacock feathers. It's like, you can't be a possum, Wes. You just can't. So, you know, be yourself. You ain't no possum.
let's get into the elimination, or the challenge of the evening. It's called Bomb Squad. And guys, we should have all worn our bomber jackets.
Yeah.
Just like last season.
We're all at home. Let's go get one.
Hey, we're at home.
I can go get mine. Mine's right there. I can see it from here. They get four people on a team. I only had a couple thoughts on this. Kyle said something like, oh, the third player and the fourth player, they just have to run. So they don't, all they do is run. They didn't even do anything and match a number with a color.
Right. The decoder.
So the only positions, the two positions that were important was player one and player two.
Yeah.
And guys thought, that's the only thing I
don't know
about
why.
It.
I loved this challenge. I got a kick out of it. I think it sucked how quickly and easily you can be eliminated. The first three teams we saw go, and it's like Jay screwed up. He made a rookie innocent mistake, so that sucked. But then it just followed suit, and it was like, dang, this is getting kind of lame. I mean, so many people are getting eliminated so quickly. I thought at first that there was a lot more importance in every single role. Like, I thought you needed to memorize what order those colors were in, the numbers were in, but when it came down to it, when you just put the tubes in the detonator, it didn't even matter what order you put it in. So it really was the last two just did kind of come out like they didn't have, you know, much of a purpose. Corey.
Oh my god, Corey. What?
You gotta love the guy.
Come on, man. Come on, Corey.
A peek behind the curtains, though, that they definitely could not see the other teams at all. Because
what do you think that box was doing in the middle of the desert?
They explained it in the beginning, right? Come on.
I mean, again, I'm not saying like it was an understandable mistake, but
he went to the shrubbery. He went to the shrubbery thinking that's the
Well, he didn't know that
don't work.
It wasn't even going to be detonated in After Effects. He was like, I didn't know we were really making a bomb go off. I thought, good job, Corey.
The dude was so excited. She just completely forgot what was happening.
Yeah.
I wasn't even mad at him.
Me neither.
Yeah. No, I don't care.
Yeah, it was just funny.
No, it was.
I mean, you're mad at him if you're on his team. Did they end up saying what place his team came in?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, he was third.
They were third, and then 2 seconds were between, which just came down to the fastest running, basically. So bravo to those runners.
Watch, and I was like, oh, well, thank God Corey went before Jenna, because Jenna might have found herself in a similar situation when she got there.
With the Baywatch run?
Yeah, I did it. I'm done.
I love her.
I'll get hate for my conspiracy here, guys. But the last three teams that went solved the problem, and they look like they solved the problem rather quickly, or at least the last two teams did. So could that, in theory, the fourth team could have told the fifth and the sixth team quietly what the math was, right?
I'm just Why saying. Would they do
I
that?
Was thinking it's, that.
I don't know. Yeah. But Anissa solved it like that. Anissa didn't, like, she was like, got it. Like, how do you?
Well, that's editing.
That's the TV. And, yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah,
but it looked like there. It was a clean shot on her. I'm just saying. It could have.
No, I wish we had a timer.
Benny, jump in, please. I feel like you're on my team on this.
I was literally thinking the same thing, that because all the answers were completely the same. So it's a possibility that they could have said, oh, hey, this is the answer. But then again, why would you want the other team to win?
Right.
Don't you want to
because this season doesn't matter. This season, they want, like, who wants to go into eliminations doesn't matter. You might want to go in or you might not. You have to get a red skull.
Yeah.
It's all mixed up this season, guys. You're not trying to stay out of finals or out of eliminations, I mean. You might want
to. All I know is I love this challenge. That was so odd, dude. I would have loved to have been that dude in that car. That definitely would have been my role.
Well, that's awesome. The thing, right? I was like, what? No, not everyone gets to ride in the car. This kind of sucks because I want to be in that car too, David. David, I'd be fighting you for that car spot.
It would be terrifying. I think that'd be terrifying. My only thing to agree with the conspiracy, the fact that the last three got it, I think means something. Maybe the sound issues and maybe you get the rhythm, like, even though I don't think they could see. I felt terrible for Jay and Jen. I agree with you. I wish they like did another loop then so you could at least be in the competition and we could see how it played out, a little more exciting for us to watch. Because the first
maybe
two
get a
right,
time,
like,
maybe get a time penalty, Pam, or something.
Exactly. Well, you're still not going to do it the fastest if you had to go
right,
around
so you get
twice.
A time penalty. Oh, I see what
right.
you mean.
Right. So it's still a timed competition, but you could still wonder,
cool.
did anyone, you know, but maybe the sound, because it really did when Bailey was listening to Melissa, it sounded to me like, I don't know.
Why
how
did
she...
they pick Melissa? Melissa is like the Nicole from Staten Island. Remember we said that a few seasons ago? It's like, I feel like when Melissa's on camera, I need subtitles.
Right.
So why is she the one speaking in the walkie-talkie? Also, Bear's good at math, question mark? Has that been proven? Did I miss that?
I don't know. He'd never used a walkie-talkie before.
Right.
I don't believe it. I think Bear likes to be underestimated. He knew Roger over, out,
right,
copy.
Yeah.
All the walkie-talkie lingo. Yeah.
He was
should we have had a baby on board sticker for Melissa when she was in the car, technically?
That's good. That's good, Dan.
Yeah.
That's because Dan is a nanny now.
I'm a manny.
He's a manny.
Yes. Danny the manny right now during quarantine.
Yes.
He's always thinking about safety.
There you go.
Safety first. All right. So let's move on. So who wins? Josh Swaggy. Who the heck wins this thing? Josh Swaggy, Casey, and Jenny.
Yeah.
So they win. Congrats to them. Swaggy has now had three opportunities to be in that sweet tribunal. Nominations go on. Thoughts on nominations? I just thought that Jay made that good point about having so many skulls. Oh, this is what I had. D votes for Jay.
Yeah.
Because, and her game reason is so Rogan has a playmate in Bear, so she can't vote for Bear. So Rogan doesn't be depressed now that Bear's in.
Yeah, no,
D, I'm sorry. I can't stand you this season.
I was surprised by that. I thought she would have, like, burned the vote and just gave it to someone else.
Right? It's ridiculous.
They probably
like she goes,
slept together
she pulls,
the night before. They
I don't
were
know,
in lovey-dovey mode or something.
She pulls the 180 on Jay. She's so against him now. It's like to the next level. Like, just leave him alone now. I get that you used him to make Rogan jealous. But now you just keep pushing it where, oh, yeah, Jay, have fun going in a third time.
I think it's lame that everyone picked Jay. And I was surprised. Yeah. It's like, layoff. There have been, we have seen challenges in the past where they do that. They pick a rookie that they just keep throwing in. I guess it's easy for them. No one has ties to him socially. He is physically unintimidating. So even if it's just mentally, they can feel a little better about it, whether he can beat them or not. Like, I get it, but it's lame. It's disappointing.
Really,
it is. It's a scared, lame game.
It's just so weird because this happens challenge after challenge after challenge from like the early 2000s. Like, you guys remember Katie? She was always going in. There was this one, her name was Sarah, I think, from Road Rules. She was always going in. And it's just, it never stops. Like, it's the trend that just keeps on going.
Well, Kara, that's how Kara became such
but that's
a
how she made, that's how she made it
competitor,
big.
Right.
She's Jenna, I think Jenna was put out. In a lot of eliminations during her first season.
I think it was Bloodlines,
so
it's
something that will not stop until they make some special twist in a future season that says you can't vote a rookie in on the first day or something like that.
I don't like that rule. I mean, I think they should be able to do this. I just hope it bites them in the butts instead of
right.
I really want to see Jay.
And I think that it's good for the challenge because we're all so obsessed with Jay now. It's making us like what makes us want to watch every week because we're like we're rooting for the underdog, and that's
right.
what this does by them sending him in every week. It creates an underdog, which we love as fans.
I'm going to say, like I already said, I'm done with D this season already. So that's enough of that. Again, but personally, I think the whole J thing, I understand it. I totally get it. Yes, as he follows suit, that's like tradition now, basically. But it, to me, it's just like, move along now. The dude's already proved himself. And in two very tough challenges, by the way. And there's so many other fish that they can be frying right now, especially for Wes, especially for Bananas. Like, why don't they make some moves? You know, I mean, there's other people that they should be going for. So to me, I don't want to say I was bored with it. Absolutely not bored with it. But I was kind of over it in the sense, like, dude, the guy's already proved himself. Let's go after someone else now.
Yeah, it's getting old really quickly, for sure. And I was really happy with and proud of Nelson for getting the bear train rolling. I thought that was really cool and smart of him.
Yeah.
Reflecting some of the votes away from Jay onto Bear, who caused a ruckus two nights before, where it's like, if Ashley's going to act similarly, why are we throwing Ashley in? But Bear gets a free pass for being an idiot in himself, you know?
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, right. Why is that not really stacking up against each other? And it started to gain some traction too, which was awesome. I thought it was really cool of Fessy to join in on that too, and I was super disappointed in the girls for not joining in because they had all the reason in the world not to. Girls, why are you going to vote for Jay? I guess it's out of convenience and it's easy because now they're not threatening their ties and their game with the other guys in the house. Mm-hmm. But it's sort of like you have all the excuses in the world to throw in Bear because he was spraying chemicals in your face and that pissed you off enough to yell at him, throw coffee on him, and now here you are. And it's like, we're going to even forget.
Did Jenna vote for Jay too? Jenna?
Yep.
Because she was all talking to Kayla earlier, trying to help her girl out. Like, don't talk to Bear. He's you know, he's gonna be bad for you. So vote Bear in and get him out of the house, Jenna. Why are you voting for Jay?
Well, because it's the numbers thing, which is just disappointing. I know, that's all. Like, I don't expect much different from them. It's just lame. Like we've said, it's just getting old.
But why not throw Bear in? They should be mad at him. He should prove himself. And allegedly, they didn't want him and Kayla to happen.
Right.
But clearly they did, because I think they kept him around because he's fun and they were friends with him there.
Yeah, yep.
There's our next topic, boys and girls.
Okay.
I'm glad you brought up the Jenna thing, because that was cool. She was looking out. She said it, like, respectfully, but she was honest with her friend, like, what's going on here? People are talking. You need to be careful with this. I mean, Kayla reassured her. But damn.
Jenna, she should have looked at a little bit more, maybe in the bathroom area, because they decided to hook
right.
It finally happened.
We find out that Bear is also wifed up. He's got a girlfriend somewhere.
Shocker.
So, I mean, I know he's probably not serious, but so, and we know that they hook up again because we see them on a couch during the preview. Yeah. So this isn't over. They're going to be kissing in future episodes.
In Bear's defense.
Let me just say this.
Give her a chance.
Let me say it. And again, everyone, you know, disagreements make the world go round, or whatever that saying is. So in Bear's defense, one, I think the onus of that sort of thing is on the person with a partner. Bear's girlfriend, he hasn't talked to since I don't think they're serious. He might have been dating someone. But in terms of Bear and Kayla, my defense for Bear is you see your Bananas, your Wes's, your Kyle's, your Melissa's, your sluttiest challengers in this house that are in relationships, nothing. Jenna, all these people are in relationships now and they are managing to not be crossing lines with other challenges. A bunch of good looking people in a house. Kayla's obviously egging it on. So if I was the person that was after someone and they were feeding my affections, I would continue doing it. So I think clearly Kayla's moved on. Right, like clearly Kayla's relationship isn't in a great place where she obviously is reciprocating the feelings. That's all I'm saying.
But
I'm saying it's good.
Here's the thing, and I see what you're saying, Pam. And essentially, you see, Kayla is more at fault than Bear because of her situation.
So, I'm saying it takes two to tango. I'm saying Bear's not defense of Bear is that he's not just pursuing someone that's actually saying
you're saying it's
off
equally. You're saying they're both equal at fault.
Yes,
okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
Here's my thing, though. It's like if you make a commitment to someone, you own that commitment. No, I don't hear no BS excuses, though. Things are hard or we're having trouble. If that's the case, you man up and you break up with that person. But don't cheat on them. Be an adult.
In theory, I agree with you 100%.
There's no excuse.
Agreed. Yeah, no,
it's a whole mess. This whole situation is a whole mess.
Yeah, I agree with you completely in theory, but life is not that tidy, you know.
They're both at fault. Bear shouldn't be going around trying to get a woman who has a boyfriend, and then Kayla, she shouldn't be entertaining it. She knows that she's attracted to him. Bear is a good looking guy. He's funny. You know, she should have stayed away. And then, like David said, you know, if they are having problems in their relationship, then break up and then have your fun.
Right.
And then you have no guilty conscience whatsoever.
Yeah. I think she's figuring that out,
right,
you know, in real time as
or,
such.
So. Or Kayla can just use that phone that Jenna used to call Zach tonight, just break up with that guy in Vegas and go off phone
right
there.
That's what they're saying. Just
right.
Woman up and end
just
it.
Just go on that phone call. Yeah. Go in that little cave and call him up. Let's move on to the tribunal. We're fast forwarding to the tribunal. They choose Rogan, Wes, and Nelson. Wes goes in there with his full beard on, and he's combing it, baby. And he's combing it. And him, did you notice? He's combing this thing. And him and Josh start having a thing. But Wes says, no, 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 we ain't no thing. So cut it out, Josh. Mm-hmm. Thoughts on that?
Oh, my God. I love this banter so much. I almost forgot about this. I'm so happy that you brought it up. It's really funny just because Josh really is trying so hard to pull that straws here. He's trying so hard. And Wes is like, stop trying to make Fetch happen. It's not going to happen.
I wrote that down. That's so funny you said that. I wrote down Fetch.
Because Mean Girls is transcendent.
It's almost like when you're like trying to break up with someone and they're just like not getting it. It's like, this is not a thing.
That's what it was. Yeah.
Yes. No. Oh my God. And they think that there's some sort of jealousy. Like, you're just doing this to make me jealous. You like me. And Wes is like, oh,
right.
Like, I wish I could just shake you. And I think Wes really gets him with the ultimate embarrassment at the end where he's just like, I'm not going to go for the worst player in the game. Sorry. It's just not my strategy. Kind of shuts Josh up.
Pam, you must have loved that.
To play back.
I love it because Josh is not a worthy adversary. There's some fun challenge adversarial relationships that we like. And Josh, nah, Josh. I can't go there either.
He's not West level.
And then there's just like an awkward silence and everybody starts laughing. Like Jenny is like trying so hard to keep it together when Wes is just like, you're just the worst player in the game.
And also Wes is actually dealing with Jordan conflict. Like Wes needs his West brain to
deal
with real things.
He needs to focus on Jordan, right.
Josh, stop. That's Josh enough. Is like the gnat flying around his head. Like we've got a cat and mouse game. It's like, no, tiger thing. We don't.
Yes.
Yeah, tiger gnat.
Yes,
not again. I gotta deal with it. Because he had to deal with Jordan, who, if he really ruffled Jordan's feathers, you know, Jordan's not scared. Jordan would go against him. Jordan would back it up, and that would have been shitty.
Yeah, this is the West that I love, though. Not this possum, I'm going to stay quiet, West. I love just hearing him. Don't get me wrong, love Josh. I think he's a great guy, but just seeing West just say these things. I'm like, all right, this is the old Wes that I grew up watching. Let's see more of this guy.
And it's not to discredit Josh. Josh performs. He is strong.
No.
We saw him carry the weight that two people should have been carrying, right? In that first challenge, it was him carrying not only his own weight, but also
Jenny's.
He swims. Yeah, he's a great swimmer. Like, he definitely carries his own weight. It just, why, like, where is the, I guess, elevated sense of confidence coming from, because you haven't really established anything just in your challenge career, you know? It's just that
he's trying to make a rivalry when they haven't even done an elimination against each other.
Well, and didn't he win Big Brother also? So I think he said also that, like, he won as Big Brother. It's a pretty tough mental game, so I'm pretty sure he's saying, you know what, since I won that, I'm the big guy.
He's in the wrong house.
No, I think he thinks he's got Wes level. And again, I'm not in this instance actually trying to. Wes is on a level different from most people. Saying Josh isn't there, I'm not even trying to diss Josh in this conversation. It's just, you're not mentally up against Wes. Like, it's not a thing.
A lot of people aren't.
A lot of people are not. That's what I'm saying. I'm not even trying to insult Josh. It's like, anyone really, almost any guy was like, me and Wes have this thing and I'm so good at social game, he's threatened by me. It's like,
purgatory happens, balls in, headbanger. It's now called Fireball. They've upped the element yet again here at the challenge.
Bro.
It's gonna be Rogan versus Jay. Swaggy and Josh decided this wasn't for them.
And we don't see much of it, guys, because about 10 seconds in, we don't know what happens to Jay. He might have broken his arm. He might he just had them. I think just the wind might have got knocked out of him, and they're trying to hype it up for us. I don't know.
Right.
Thoughts on this? Because there's not much for the elimination that we get to see. So any final thoughts on the elimination, I guess?
I was so, so scared for Jay when that happened.
Cliffhangers suck, though, by the way.
Terrified. That's the thing. I wasn't even mad at the cliffhanger because this is a huge deal. This is Rogan's first elimination after three seasons, and he's never been in one. This is Jay's third elimination in his first season. Whoever loses, it's going to be a big deal. Whoever wins, it's going to be a big deal.
True.
So I'm not even mad about them making this into a huge deal and making it into a two-part.
Go
ahead, Jen.
No, you.
I'm just saying, I have a... Thank you, man. No, I have a little bit mixed views on this. I do. I mean, for the whole like 10 seconds we saw, I just think, Rogan, I get what he did, and it's part of the game. And 100% of me on one side thinks, yeah, go hard, give it to Jay. That's what you got to do, especially with him being his first situation in there and then having his animosity with Jay. But then the other side of me is also kind of like, it almost seems kind of like a punk move a little bit, what he did. So I'm a little bit torn.
I think he could have just maybe swatted him out of the out of the rope circle.
Yeah,
probably, just pushed him out.
It seems like, you know, just like a dirty play, you know. But
yeah,
it's the elimination.
Well, Jay, I don't think Jay's the type that would want anybody to go easy on him. So it's, you know, whatever, Rogan is going hard, so that's fine. But I've already, you know, established my appreciation for Jay this episode. But I love that he's not even letting TJ get through all of the votes from the tribunal. He's like, Rogan, just calm down here, whatever.
Yeah.
Their politics just come down here. I know you want it. And you can see that kind of panel that you said earlier does startle Rogan. He's never been in an elimination before, and confidence speaks so much, and Jay hasn't. I love that so much. It is, again, disappointing that Rogan is only choosing to have such big balls when he knows that it's a situation where he's probably going to come out. I had an ominous feeling about this elimination, just all the events leading up to it. I was like, oh, I just, Jay's already been in twice. I just don't know about this one. Like, how many times is he going to cheat death? And I was not expecting it to go the cliffhanger the way that it went. Like, if he loses, he loses. But for him to get completely maybe injured
to not be able to finish it would suck if he didn't get the
Yeah. And I think from my view, it kind of looked like, and this is another annoying thing too, because everybody in the stands is saying, Rogan, oh my God, you handled him. You took him down. But it's like, it also, the hit didn't look that hard. I mean, I'm just seeing it from TV. I don't know if it was there. But it also looks like he fell just awkwardly on his arm. So if it's an arm injury, that's less of like, you're a big macho man, and more of like, he twisted his arm, you know?
I don't know. He had that final hit on his, he pushed his head in a little bit extra too. Like, he was just really, really fired up. I mean, which is fine, I guess. It's a tough call.
It was
call.
The adrenaline.
Yeah.
I didn't see the head push in. I'm going to have to watch it again, but I keep seeing people mentioning it on social media that he like stepped on his head to get up. So
I don't know if he stepped. I think he pushed with his hand, maybe. It was so quick.
I mean, again, you're in the heat of the moment. It's not cool, but it's, you know, hindsight's 2020. And I understand his wanting to go against Jay. It's like, don't hate the player, hate the game. Of course you want your best advantage, but for us all, it just seems like, oh man, give this guy a break already. He deserves it. He had a rough day too. Like, it's coming off a defeat. You know, like, he screwed up. It's like, man, this is a shitty day for Jay.
When it rains, it pours.
Yeah.
All I know is, you know, whether Jay wins or loses, he's already earned my respect. He's already, I think, proven himself. So at this point, I don't think it matters as much.
He be a challenge legend. Like, what else do you want from the guy?
He will most likely be invited back.
I want to get
right.
I want to see him not go home for a while. Yeah, I do not want him to go home.
Is anybody rooting for Rogan here? Is anyone?
I mean, I don't want Rogan. If Jay got hurt, I don't necessarily, I'm not anti-Rogan because I think he's interesting to watch too. And I don't necessarily want him to go home, but I'm definitely team Jay in this situation.
Right. Yeah, I'm the same. Like,
right.
I'm not rooting for Rogan to go home, but I want Jay to win just because I think it will be so epic for him to get three wins. He's a rookie. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Can we get to some news and gossip, Benny? You got something for me?
Yeah.
For us, for the world?
Just quick. For Dan.
It's about,
just for me. Just for me?
For Dan.
Just for you, Dan. Just for you. It's about Corey Wharton. So we all know that he welcomed his baby girl with Taylor. She made her debut, I think it was yesterday. Her name is Mila, I want to say, M-I-L-A, Mila Mae Wharton, freaking adorable. On top of that, Corey was on Instagram Live, and he said there's going to be a special where it's going to cover the birth of his newborn girl, but it's not going to be like professional cameras everywhere because of the pandemic that we're in. It's going to be him using his GoPro, him using his cameras. So, yeah. It's going to be cool, though.
Very nice.
It's going to be sometime in June.
Perfect. Perfect.
Yeah. I love that name. Awesome. Mila, love that.
We've got 5 minutes left, guys, and I've got a game. All right? Are you guys excited? Are you guys ready? You don't have to write anything down. All you have to do is answer these questions. Now, these questions, guys, were asked on previous seasons of the challenge during the trivia show.
Oh, it's a trivia.
Now,
okay.
We've done this before. We've done this before, but these are, more questions from past seasons. I went back, I got some from Vendettas, I got some from Bloodlines, so we got some good ones here.
Oh, this is so good.
Can we pick positions? Can we pick roles for this challenge?
Yeah,
I'm more of a physical guy. I'm not good with the trivia.
You can just hang out here. Yeah,
I'll decode.
Right. Shout out. You guys can just shout out the answer. That's fine. Are you guys ready? Okay. Here we go.
All right.
What is the capital of Spain?
Barcelona.
Barcelona. Yeah. Madrid.
Madrid. Oh, Jenna's on the board.
Oh. All right, Jenna.
What is the official language of Australia?
English.
I wasn't American.
Benny the Jet.
Australian.
I believe Banana said it was Dutch. If you guys want to remember that episode, he said it was Dutch. This is so random. What is the name of the vibrator in Sex and the City called that the ladies called and discussed it?
The rabbit? Is it the rabbit?
Rabbit is correct.
Yeah, that's a very famous one. Vibrator name I know, put it that way. Okay. I wouldn't know any other.
Name the country that is called the country of the rising sun. The answer is Japan. How many times has Kim Kardashian been married?
Like
three.
Was that David first? It's three.
Yes.
I don't know who said it first.
I think it might have been Benny.
Yes.
Benny.
No, was it Benny? I can't. It was too close. Who was it?
I don't know.
You
can have
a point.
Go for it.
Who can name
I'm
them
giving,
all?
Half a point. We just can have a
you
point.
Both. You both.
Oh, someone else in Kanye West.
Fair enough, sir.
How many U.S. states border the Pacific Ocean?
Five
is correct. Benny's on the board.
Oh, my gosh.
I was going to say four.
Washington, Oregon, California, Hawaii, and Alaska.
Oh, Hawaii.
I never would have thought of Hawaii. Yeah.
This was a question for Cara Maria. On what side of the road do cars drive in Canada?
Right.
The right side.
Benny is scooping these up here. Let's go with, in the nursery rhyme, Hey Diddle Diddle, who ran away with the spoon?
Mrs. Fiddle.
Cat and the Fiddle, yeah.
The plate ran away with the spoon.
Very close, Sam, but it's another
one.
The knife?
The bowl. The dish.
The dish.
The flea.
The dish.
The dish. The dish.
The dish. He said the flea.
The flea.
We have 3 minutes left, guys. Here we go.
Oh my God, keep going.
The longest river in Africa is?
The Nile.
The Nile. Pam is coming back here.
Woo.
How many teaspoons are in a tablespoon?
Two.
Four.
Two.
Three.
Four.
Three. Benny, did you say three? Three.
Yeah.
Benny is up five. Five to three.
Woo, one Benny. To one.
Nice, Benny.
State would you find Old Faithful?
What?
Las Vegas. Right?
No.
Las Vegas, Nevada?
Where's Old Faithful?
Nevada. I thought it was
Kentucky?
Oklahoma? Faithful. Kansas City?
Utah?
What's Texas? Old Faithful?
Tennessee?
What's the context?
No, Tennessee. Pam, did you say Wyoming earlier, Pam?
No,
I didn't. That's what it is.
I said Nevada. I thought it was in
Dan, do you even know what Old Faithful is, TJ? I was like, does TJ know the answer?
It's a
geyser.
Isn't it like a geyser?
Yeah, I know what it looks. I mean, I know what Old Faithful. I just watched Beavis and Butthead do America, so they stopped at Old Faithful. But for some reason, I was putting it in my head with Niagara Falls. Like, I thought
We'll do two more. If Pam gets the next two, she ties with Benny for the win. Here we go, Pam. You need both these for the tie. Name the two famous tennis sisters.
Serena.
I think Benny got that.
Benny got
I think
it.
It's an all the way tie. Oh, is it just between you guys? Oh, shoot.
Sorry. No.
Well, it doesn't matter. Anyways, I have more, but we don't have enough time, so it's fine. Benny, another victory for Benny this week.
So good.
Benny! Yeah.
Thank you,
taking
guys.
You down.
You. Good work, Benny. Good work.
It's okay once, but twice.
I know. And please, if you at home have a game that you want me to play, please write it in the comments below, because I'm losing my mind trying to figure this out.
You don't want to play my game, Dan?
I want to play your game. We can play your game next week for sure, yeah.
So awful.
We only have 1 minute left.
By the way, on that note, though, quick shout out to the live chat, because you guys are blowing it up in here. I love it.
They are blowing
What's
it up.
I love you guys. Yeah.
Real quick. Jenna and Zach have a conversation next week. What the heck's going on there?
Well,
anyone?
Tonight. I love that Zach still has to sneak in.
But I don't want
to. No.
Benny heard rumors. Benny.
Rumors.
I don't want to say it. I don't know if it's going to spoil anything. So I'm going to not.
You don't even want to get me started on that, so.
Well, Jenna, all right, well then not rumor, officiated tweet I saw after the episode I looked, and Jenna said, ugh, not looking forward to next week. I'm so annoying.
So I was like, huh,
okay. So obviously there's going to be Jenna Zach arguing.
Yeah.
All I wanted was to see if I liked her without her arguing with Zach for a season. But
they got her storyline. Like,
they
had to bring Zach back in to get her storyline, guys. Just saying. All right.
There it is.
Thank you guys so much for joining us. Let's throw out our handles real quick. David, handle.
You can find me on TikTok, Disney Dan, at David Christopher Official, or every Wednesday here with these awesome folks.
Benny, what's up?
What's up, guys? You can find me on all social media at Benny J. Adams.
Princess Pam.
Pamela Gross, Jill, and check us out tomorrow. We're talking with Rogan.
Yeah.
Yes, we are.
1 p.m. Pacific time.
Very nice, Pamela. Pacific I love the shout out. And Jenna.
Yes, check us out tomorrow. I'm just Jenna, my first name, _ Bussier, last name.
And my name's Dan. You can find me at Idiot Box Boys on TikTok. Y'all have a great night. We'll see you tomorrow for the interview with Rogan, 1 PST.
Night.
Later.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.